The second Sunday of Advent introduces us to John the Baptist, the great forerunner and preparer for Jesus. John emerges from the desert bearing a message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, a message which was delivered in no uncertain terms to those he referred to as a brood of vipers and hopeless sinners. This was no surprise, because John was preparing the way for another who would come with the full gospel message. And in John the Baptist, the inauguration of Jesus' ministry began. The fulfillment of God's promise of a new exodus, the crossing over from the exile of sin and death into newness of life, it was to be accomplished in Jesus, the one for whom John prepared the way. It was such great good news that it could not be proclaimed beside the river without shocking, without offending, without addressing in the bluntest and the plainest of terms why it was that those who came to hear him preach needed to know about the other one to come. John was preparing the people for Christ, pointing to Christ, stirring up awareness of their need for forgiveness, the need to have what we have done and left undone let go and set free, the need for us to turn by grace to God in repentance. And the message would become clear as time went on, as Jesus taught and walked with his disciples and touched and healed and preached, that repentance is needed, but that forgiveness is available, and that our great good hope is that in him, in Jesus Christ, there will be no condemnation. The final message, after all, is that there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 so-called righteous folks who think they don't need to repent.